Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jetliner looks to have landed in Toronto at an airport upside down, according to images on social media. ABC's Alex Stone.
Well, details of what happened when the Delta Airlines Canadian regional jet operated by Endeavor Air landed in a snowy Toronto are not clear. Toronto Pearson Airport is confirming an incident involving the flight landing from Minneapolis and that emergency teams are responding.
Local TV in Toronto reporting 8 people injured, 1 critical condition. All the crew and passengers are accounted for. Federal workers protesting what they say is the chaotic way Elon Musk's government efficiency operation is slashing thousands of jobs. Outside the U.S. Capitol in Washington, this demonstration, protesters calling for Congress to rein in the billionaire. An Israeli drone strike in southern Lebanon today killed the head of Hamas's military operations in the country. This is ABC News. Researchers have said the number of adults aged 26 to 34 diagnosed with autism increased by more than 450% over 10 years. Some American adults now wondering if they have it.
There's no blood test or brain scan to diagnose autism. Pediatricians usually screen for it. It's mostly diagnosed in childhood. A range of intellectual, language, and social difficulties, autism is often associated with trouble communicating or a fixation on a certain pattern or a topic. But doctors say just because an adult likes a routine does not mean they're autistic. They're urging people to evaluate why they're pursuing an adult diagnosis, maybe if they were to need access to services that are not otherwise available. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
A measles outbreak, the worst West Texas has seen in 30 years, cases doubling since February 1st. Health officials reporting 48 patients total so far. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Cold weather advisory will take effect from 9 tonight through 10 tomorrow morning. For tonight, lows of 13 below, northwest winds 10 to 20, clear skies with wind chills expected to be around 30 below at times. Tuesday, some sunshine, highs of 9, northwest winds 10 to 15, wind chills could be around 10 below. Tuesday night, lows of 7 below and could feel at times as cold as 20 below. And then Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds and highs of 11. With winds out of the northeast at 5, we are at 3 degrees above zero.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Made for you and me. This land is yours. tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said private property, but on the backside it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
ABC News this hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Well, you never think the queen would be the first one in the castle to get up. This one scrambles eggs, packs book bags, and herds three kids on the bus. When she's grocery shopping, she stops and talks to everyone she sees. Oh, but they ain't got a clue that they're talking to royalty. When I see her in the garden, overalls, cotton gloves, and rubber boots, she looks so out of place. I guess that's something I'll never get used to. When I say yard work ain't fit for a girl like her, she just laughs at me. And that ball cap may block the sun, it can't cover up her majesty. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. She says that was years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me she'll always be class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. She could have went to college, New York City, been a model, there's no doubt. I know she had a choice, and I thank God she chose the rural route. When I see her clipping coupons or washing dishes, Lord, it's easy to forget everything she could have been and everything she really is. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. Pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be the class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. And every night I go to sleep, I close my eyes and dream with the Christian County homecoming queen.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Out in the country. country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, you go do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot.
Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. waiting for you, baby. So why don't you come back? Come on back to that same old town with the same routine. Let's start over, girl, you and me. Maybe give ourselves just one more try. Yeah, for me, it's all I ever wanna do. Just be the same old boy still in love with you.
Chris Cruz with Same Ole here on WRCL. Coming up tonight, high school sports. To begin the week, it's girls basketball as Richland Center plays host to Boscobel. And Philney will have the call. Our coverage around 7 to 9 right here on WRCO FM 100.9, online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
We're sitting at 2 degrees above zero. That cold weather advisory does not look good from 9 tonight through 10 tomorrow morning. As a result, we do have one announcement to share with you. Kickapoo Schools have announced that they will run on a two-hour delay tomorrow, Tuesday, February 18th, to start the day. So Kickapoo Schools will run on a two-hour delay tomorrow morning.
WRCO 100.9.
Old man Wrigley lived in that White House. Down the street where I grew up, Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my hands, I bowed my
off at college. Talking to mom on the phone one night. Getting all caught up on the gossip. The ins and outs of the small town life. Settle by the wayside. Old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side,
other side.
It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eyes. He said, raise my hands, bow my head. Abandon more and more truth. The words written in red tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see.
I can't quote the good book. Don't know the chapter or the verse.
But you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live.
This can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
Bye.
Well, I just go to the boys are gonna go out and raise a little hell. Go to a bar and paint the town red. There'll be tequila shots, there'll be pretty girls, there'll be beer on ice, and everyone will yell. 10, 9, 8, 7, this girl tastes like heaven. 6, 5, 4, I want a little more. 3, 2, 1, and now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moment comes in sun. Before the moon becomes a sun. Maybe it is gonna hurt today, but waking up with you should take the pain away. I really hope you like what you see, 'cause laying in my bed there's an angel next to me. Yeah, you're so damn pretty, you're super perfect. I'd like to keep you, I don't deserve to. 10, 9, 8, 7, this girl tastes like heaven. 6, 5, 4, I want a little more. 3, 2, 1, now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moon becomes the sun. Seven, girl, you look like heaven. 6, 5, 4, I want a little more. 3, 2, 1, now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moment comes to see. 9, 8, 7, this girl tastes like heaven. 6, 5, 4, I want a little more. 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, now the night has just begun.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nobody dead, some injuries, and everyone aboard a Delta jetliner landing at the Toronto airport in past hours will always remember today.
There's people outside walking around the aircraft there. Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Tower Airport Radio from Live ATC, the Delta jet crashing and flipping over, upside down. It lost one of its wings. All 80 people aboard evacuated, 15 taken to the hospital. No word yet why it happened. Criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk's firing hundreds of FAA employees who inspect and maintain air traffic control systems and radio and computer systems. Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington State Democrat. More protests against the mass firings by Musk's government efficiency office. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to Boston to City Hall, chanting, "Elon Musk has got to go." This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school girls basketball this evening. Richland Center will host basketball in a non-conference contest. The Hornets are coached by Jeremy Cooey, who talked about facing the Bulldogs tonight.
Yeah, this is a makeup game, but it's should be a pretty fun night. We got Pep Band's going to be there. We're also doing youth night. We're having our kindergarten to third grade girls that the varsity players work with on Saturday mornings during the basketball season. So they're going to come out and help us cheer the girls on tonight and get on the court, and they'll get to play a little bit at halftime for the fans. So it should be a nice, fun evening of basketball.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Basketball at Richland Center, girls basketball. Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom has impressed the Houston Texans' young edge rusher Will Anderson Jr. Anderson was the 2023 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year and has 18 sacks in his first two seasons. He says Tom is the best offensive lineman he has faced. Pro Football Focus agrees, ranking the Green Bay lineman sixth among all NFL offensive tackles overall and third for run blocking. Tom was drafted in the fourth round in 2022. The Badger women's basketball team picked up a win over Penn State yesterday, 75-68. In men's basketball, Green Bay was a winner over Wright State, 79-68, and Milwaukee was a victor against Northern Kentucky, 92-70. The Badgers, after a win against Purdue, 94-84 on Saturday, will take on Illinois coming up on Tuesday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cordon Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Cold weather advisory will be in effect from 9 tonight through 10 tomorrow morning. Wind chills could be between 25 to 35 below. For tonight, lows of 13 below, northwest winds 10 to 20. Clear with wind chills could be around 30 below. Tuesday, some sun, highs of 9, northwest winds 10 to 15. Wind chills could be around 10 below. Tuesday night, lows of 7 below, northwest winds 5 to 10. Wind chills could be around 20 below. And then Wednesday, look for a mix of sun and clouds with highs of 11. It's a sunny 1 degree, no precipitation. The barometer is continuing to go upwards. It's at 30.27, and northeast winds are at 4 to 8. Wind chills are at 13 below. Again, it's 1 degree.
100.9 WRCO.
Slip on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out.
It's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but
making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you.
Summer breeze made ripples on the pond and rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood. As I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. Didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave at home. That seemed like such a small, small price to pay. For the blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. Felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. This road is long and dusty, sometimes a soul it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water rushing over me again. Just a few saints on the shore, but I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord.
Randy Travis, down with the old man, up with the new. The Paul Harvey program, we're going to hear that now. But first, just want to say we have had a couple schools announce 2-hour delays for tomorrow, and that is Lafarge and Kickapoo. So they have announced that they will run on a two-hour delay tomorrow due to that forecast. The Paul Harvey Program now sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Jack was dead. The townsfolk who had known him back when said it was remarkable he had lasted 57 years, what with his drinking and all. They remembered the week-long benders and the loud voice in the middle of the night. They recalled him sprawled unconscious after a bout with a bottle. And most of all, they were reminded of his family's hurt. Jack's wife and children did a lot of doing without. The breadwinner won enough bread for booze, yet somehow could not afford an apartment with electric lights, so the family flat was illuminated by a gas jet connected to a coin-operated meter down the hall. Each week, one of the youngsters was sent to the butcher shop to beg some liver for the cat. Of course, there was no cat. The butcher's discarded liver was the main course for Sunday dinner. And it was unnecessary poverty. By nature, Jack was an ambitious man, tall, dark, handsome, and when he was sober, conscientious, clever, convivial. He might have made a brilliant success of something had it not been for that one excess. As it was, he was a hopeless romantic, forever jousting with reality. A sometimes traveling shoe salesman who never once in his life earned more than $55 a week. And now he was gone. Little wonder, some said, probably drank himself to death, but no. It happened one chilly winter evening in a tiny Midwestern town during one of the dry spells in Jack's life. The traveling shoe salesman thought he knew those parts, but this one community he had somehow overlooked in the past. So with keen, clear eyes, he sized up the little town from the window of his car. There'd be no problem selling here, he thought to himself, and that was good because money was running low. There was only one hotel. Jack parked his car outside. Inside, the desk clerk greeted him with a wary half-smile. A salesman, are you? Jack nodded, signed the register. The clerk took the register and turned it around so he could read Jack's name, but then the half-smile became a full one. Fine, said the clerk. You'll like it here, sir. We don't permit a Jew in the place. Well, Jack's expression went blank. So that was the test, and he had passed, had been deemed acceptable by the standards of the establishment, and was welcomed as a friend, and as a salesman, he needed friends. It would have been so easy, even profitable, simply to ignore the clerk's words, and yet for Jack, a first-generation Irish Catholic who had tasted discrimination before, could he unhear what he had heard at any price? You see, I'm trying to explain why Jack picked up his suitcase and turned and walked away. By the time he had reached the street, it had started to snow. That night, Jack would sleep in his car in the freezing cold. Shortly thereafter, he returned home with pneumonia. Greatly weakened, he suffered a heart attack, the first of several, and the last one killed him. And that was the real legacy he left his children. Not that of a drunk and a dreamer. Not one of deprivation and dissipation and frustration and failure, but the memory of a man who could tolerate anything but intolerance. Jack Reagan. You know his son, who became President of the United States. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
It is winter across the farm fields. We salute the farmers who work tirelessly behind the scenes during the winter months. Even when the ground is frozen, they are busy maintaining equipment, planning for the next planting season, and caring for livestock. Their dedication ensures that our food supply remains steady, and their hard work never goes unnoticed, even in the off season. The Salute to Farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big-screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
At the Friday, February 21st feeder sale, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be offering 20 to 22 whiteface and black whiteface cows. These cows were bred to a good black bull. A few of the cows will have calves that side, with others to calve soon. The balance of the cows will be ultrasounded to confirm their pregnancies. The cows will sell prior to the feeder cattle. Other early consignments include 25 black crossbred steers and heifers, 9 black crossbred 500-pound steers, and with 15 crossbred steers and heifers pending. We also have for sale by private treaty 27 black heifers and 5 red heifers. These are bred to a registered black calving ease bull who was placed with the heifers on July 2nd. The heifers will be sold with your sort and will also be ultrasounded to confirm their breeding. Contact Darren, 608-553-1359, for more information or for taking a look at the heifers. If you'd like stock to sell or looking to buy, contact Darren, Colt, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Dancing around and you made it look like it was worth $1 million. Spinning like records, the two of us. Remember those nights that we couldn't sleep? Kids shooting fireworks off in the street. Baby, you're still that girl to me. Just like we're at the start. Remembering
song on the radio. And how in the world did we ever go all the way through that bottle of wine? Baby, we could really lose track of time. The best part of me was always you, like a sunset fading from red to blue. And when I see it, I still think of you. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart.
Last Call with Leanne Womack. I'm Bo Hendricks, hoping you have yourself a great rest of your Monday. Stay warm. It looks like we're in for some cold weather. AP News coming up, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Or the ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Nobody dead, some injuries, and everyone aboard a Delta jetliner landing at the Toronto airport in past hours will always remember today.
There's people outside walking around the aircraft there. Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Tower Airport Radio from Live ATC, the Delta jet crashing and flipping over, upside down. It lost one of its wings. All 80 people aboard evacuated, 15 taken to the hospital. No word yet why it happened. Criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk's firing hundreds of FAA employees who inspect and maintain air traffic control systems and radio and computer systems. Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington State Democrat. More protests against the mass firings by Musk's government efficiency office. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to Boston to City Hall, chanting, "Elon Musk has got to go." This is ABC News. The Kremlin confirms a 28-year-old American has been released.